I love your topic. I'm going to turn it over to you, Marshall. Your topic is big vision, big company. Every time we talk with you, we understand that vision. We love talking with you and hearing it. You got a couple of guys I'm going to let you introduce to Larry's. And then I want to hear all about it, man. How are you? How did you first go from zero to basically 75,000 overnight? And what are you going to do to get to 50,000 a week? What are you doing, I should say?
Well, thank you, guys. I definitely appreciate the build-up and everything, and definitely thank you so much for allowing me to be on the conference call here to the SFG Nation. Definitely Casey, Brandon, and Brian Pope for having the confidence in me to go ahead and lead this. First of all, I am Marshall Whalen, and I was hired by Dick and Connie Sylvester. I'm blessed to be with the Sylvester Group. You know, he's kind of known as the insurance guru of insurance, so he definitely does provide a lot of help to my agency and so forth. But I wanted to let you guys know everything that I talk about today is basically I'm a good copycat, guys. I don't do anything that's new and inventive. I follow the leaders. You know, I follow directions as to what Casey, Brandon, and Dick tell me to do. And that's pretty much the secret of growth here is to be humble enough to say, hey, what am I doing wrong? And let me fix it and then go from here. But anyhow, some of the things that I write down that I think why our group is growing is, you know, each morning, you know, you can, each morning you get up and you can believe something good's going to happen to you or something bad's going to happen to you. It's basically your choice. You know, life is made of choices. And, I think too many people are overstressed, overworked, and, I think that leads to bad choices. I really do. And, bad choices, got most people to where they are today. So now it's time to start making wise choices. You know, if there's new people on the call today and, they want to start new life, basically just it's time to start new choices with SFG. Just get into the system. It's nothing new. It's nothing unusual. You just got to plug into your leaders, so that you'll get on fire. You know, everyone has challenges. That's life. You know, you got to get those challenges out of your mind, you know, as fast as possible. I believe that, you know, a challenge comes in, you got to take care of it, be done with it, don't dwell on it. I know, you know, Casey and Brandon, I saw you guys start SFG, and I know there were some challenges there, but you guys are winners, man. You took the challenges head on, forced ahead, straight ahead, and just made a great company, and I'm just proud to be a part of it. You know, one of the things when I met Dick Sylvester, he basically told me, he says, never turn your back on something that will change your life forever, and I took that to heart. And I believe that what the SFG plan is something that will change my life forever. I truly believe it's a 3 to 5 year plan that will build my business so that it'll run itself. So I can take a couple months off and, you know, let that business continue running. And that's kind of what most people are looking for in life right now is a little bit of time and money. And I do believe that's what this company's all about. Nice thing about our agency, instilled through Dick Sylvester, is that our agents take responsibility for their own business. You know, if not, they'll be at the whims of someone else's business. So, you know, my guys are, you know, we're preaching on that. You know, this is your business. Let's treat it as your business and let's get rolling. Our agents have a choice on how much business they can write. You know, you were talking about all the leaders now that are writing all these big numbers. You can basically buy your production here. This is a fantastic company, man. You can just go in, buy these bonus leads, buy all these leads up, and go out and make enough money to support your family right off the bat. And then if you want to grow a business, you know, you got to get on these dial days. I think it's fantastic with Ed Arell just started doing with the Monday or Wednesday and Thursday dial days. I believe that's how our company is just growing like crazy. You know, one stat that always sticks out in my mind is more people die on Monday mornings at 9 a.m. That's kind of crazy. I like to read a lot. I mean, you know, some people, they'd rather die than go to work. And that's just not me. You know, I love to work. It's my passion. And honestly, that's what I look for when I hire people. I look for people that are like me, that have the passion, that have something to live for, and they're out of a closet somewhere, and they're ready to go to work and have fun. I found with working with FFT that we have choices, to change your life and one choice at a time. You know, basically you don't have to just come in and just choose immediately, but you have to make these choices. And one of them is to be on the calls or not. You know, these calls that we're on, you can choose to be on them or not. You know, the guys that are on these calls week after week after week, you know, you're growing. These people are growing. The ones that are not, they're probably not going to grow with your agency. You kind of look at it and you say, well, you know, they can do what they want to do, but the ones that are on these calls, they're going to grow. Another choice most of my agents are very required to do is get on that website. Guys, the SFG website that you guys have done, I applaud you guys. I mean, everything is needed there as far as training and just getting people fired up, scripts, in-home scripts, everything. And Ed Pritchard, Monday's call, fantastic. Guys, I hope that's recorded because I'm definitely sending that out to every one of my new agents because that is just fantastic about going through the website. And that's imperative. When somebody starts out new, you know, they need to know what's going on with the company. A lot of people research like crazy, and they want to know this information. And as leaders, you know, we can't repeat ourselves time and time and time again. We just don't have the time. So your all's website has just blown me away. It's just fantastic how to just refer people to that. And the fourth thing about change I was talking about earlier is humbling yourself. You know, you got to humble yourself to your growing manager for help. I think that's why my business has grown because, I look at Casey and Brandon and, you know, you guys have an awesome business and I want to get around you as much as possible because, you know, I want to find out what you're doing. I want to repeat it. I want to copy what you're doing. And that's why, you know, everybody should get to all these meetings all across the country because you can get around these guys right now and you can get specific instruction as to how to build your business. You know, I found at CFG, you get to choose your vision, you know, for the future. That's important because in today's corporate America, I don't think there is a vision for the future. And that's what we have here, guys. You have a vision for your future. A couple of quotes here I got out of a book. I like this. A man with a vision has a certain look in his eyes, an extra skip in his walk. He knows where he's going and why he's going there. I think that's a great quote. And I have two guys on the line today that have that vision in their eyes, and I'll bring them out shortly. And another thing, I got this from Casey last week when we went down to Richmond. If you don't have a vision, it's like building a house without blueprints. You know, that's exactly right. I mean, you know, if you don't have that vision, you got to know where you're heading to. And my vision is I want the Sylvester agency to be a $1 million per month agency by this time next year. I really think with the structure that Dick and Connie have in their organization, I really think they're going to do it. I think that they're a great couple. They have awesome structure with new guys coming on. And of course I want to be their biggest leg. But I really, really want them to be $1 million per month agency. And honestly, I think they can do it by this time next year. We're just fired up and just excited about the Sylvester Group.
You know what, before real quick, I hate to interrupt you, man, but loving everything you're saying, Marshall, and I hope everyone else is just taking notes on this and really soaking this up. And what I hear is exactly what you kind of wanted to the topic of the call was talking about vision. And you know what? That is something that you are extremely good at conveying to people is how important that is. And guys, you can hear in his voice. And there's a book that I just saw on my little bookshelf here while you were talking, and it talks about vision. And it's like line in line with like just kind of the way you communicate. And it really is. It talks about how important it is. And I just want to read this paragraph, Marshall, because this really is, it sums up everything. It's like, vision is about what could be and should be. But life is about right this minute. So vision is about what could be and should be, but life is about right this minute. As important as we believe it is for people in our organization to embrace our pictures of the future, their lives are consumed with the present. Life is about deadlines, decisions, problem solving, not to mention the kids, the house, the bills, and the yard. To get people to sit still long enough to understand your vision is hard enough, but to get them to actually organize their lives around it is supremely difficult. The urgent and legitimate needs of today quickly erase our commitment to what could be of tomorrow. And it talks about the keeper of vision, which is kind of like what we are, Marshall, that, you know, leadership. If you're in a leadership role, your job is to get people to focus not on today, but on like what could be and the tomorrow, what should be. As a keeper of vision, there's a lot working against you. Actually, it's worse than that. Just about everything is working against you. Success, failure, time, life. But if in spite of all that, there's something in you that refuses to give up and settled for the status quo, you may very well... Okay, so it just goes on, but it's exactly what you're talking about, Marshall. It really is. If you're wanting to build a business with our company, and you really haven't sat down to kind of think about what could be and what should be, and really the future, and you're not good at conveying that to people, it's just you kind of get what you think you're going to get. And if all you're focused on is the present and today and life today, then that's what your people focus on, and that's no fun.
Yeah, that fires me up because, you know, that's why I have a big why, and that's because I don't want to just protect, you know, 5 or 10 families a week going out in personal protection, which is great, but really I see our organization protecting hundreds, maybe thousands a week.
Yep.
Because of the vision, you know, I want to go where we want to go, and you know, vision, as you were saying, is what you focus on, and what you focus on becomes that reality. You know, like for example, let me use Dick Sylvester. I mean, he's awesome. I love working with Dick and Connie. But we were talking about a month ago about he was all excited about this convertible that he bought. But he said, you know, all he saw for a year before he bought the convertible was other convertibles. So the more he saw about it and the more he thought about it, it eventually came true because he wasn't going to pay full price for it. He was going to get it at his price. So the more he focused on it, the more he wanted it, and he eventually got it, and he started seeing it.
I saw that car. Me and Linwood saw that car in Richmond, I think.
They awesome. Looked good in that, didn't they? Yeah, they looked
they
real good
that,
in that.
That is their car. That is their car. I mean, they look really good in that car.
Yeah. And, you know, another thing about focus is your thoughts. I think that your thoughts, they're like magnets. You know, what we think about is what we attract. And, you know, what we think about expands and grows. I know, I think our team is always talking and thinking about what we want with SFG. You know, we're looking for winners, not the liners of the world. And I don't know what all of you on the call are facing, but, you know, I do know that if you want to change your situation, you must first change your thoughts first. Yeah, you know, because if you keep thinking what you've been thinking, you'll keep getting what you've been getting. You know, it's kind of like golf. You mentioned golf on the last call, Casey. You know, when I play golf, you know, I'm not that great of a golfer, but whenever I have a good shot, that's what I think about when I get home. I think about the good shots. You know, I don't think about the bad shots because I had 100 bad shots, but I had that one or two good shots. So that's my thoughts. My thought process is positive versus the negative. You know, and we talked about, I have a couple different business partners on the line right now, so I want to go ahead and kind of bring these guys up. First of all, I have Larry Spoff. He's kind of known in the Sylvester agency as kind of the annuity and IUL guy. I believe this year, I think he's written over 1.5 million in annuities so far, and he has more coming in the pipeline. Basically, Larry plugs into all the calls and meetings, and now he's building a team of basically annuity guy. I mean, he's training in first kind of on annuity. Larry Spoth, you on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, buddy, tell us a little bit. Yeah, I can hear you. Tell us a little about what's been going on in your business here the last 60 days or so, because it's been blowing up.
Okay. Again, my name's Larry Spoth, and, of course, I'm direct to Marshall Wayland and in Dick and Connie Sylvester's hierarchy. And thanks for asking me to be on the call. I'm honored. But, Marshall, I made a couple notes here. Do you mind if I rattle off some numbers in reference to our lead system, our vision, and, you know, kind of production and how we get there?
Absolutely. Go for it.
All right. So what I found to be true is this. 10 appointments will generate 3 annuity cases. I found that the average annuity case is probably around $85,000, you know, plus or minus, with my largest case being $300,000 and my lowest case being $23,000. So out of those cases found during the month, you know, I or you or the agent should write at least 3 for a total of $255,000, okay? So let's say the average commission is, I don't know, 5%. So let's say that's $12,500 per month in commissions or $150,000 per year income. So, Marshall, as I came out of actually 2 different practice companies before I thankfully landed at SFG, what I have in underwriting or close with Symmetry, like you mentioned, I'm around $1.5 million in annuity sales and working on my goal of $2 million for the year. And currently, I've got about $1 million on my follow-up clipboard for, you know, second and third appointments because they'll take more than one sit. And I'm telling you that not really to pump myself up, but rather demonstrate my vision for the future of what the mortgage protection business can really produce. And that's not even mentioning the IULs. So at the end of the day, this is what I've proven to myself as a fact. You take that mortgage protection lead, and it actually produces 2 types of business. It produces, as we all know, life insurance, which includes IULs, term, and all the riders, you know, to protect the mortgage. But it also produces annuities, or what I like to call retirement protection. So that one lead, for me, you know, over this time period, I've learned, hey, I've really got 2 unbelievable opportunities to create income and to protect families. So combined, if an agent's going out and utilizing just a little bit of training that's on the Symmetry website, really, you know, we tell people or new agents or ourselves that if you're full-time on the mortgage protection side, sure, you can make $100,000 to $120,000 a year, plus or minus. Well, it's the same thing on the annuity side, because what I found out is the mortgage protection lead is actually the best annuity lead, and it really is, and I've proved it to myself, and I think, you know, your organization, we see that whole thing shifting and people starting to get excited about annuities. So, you know, if you're doing both, your income's great. Now think about what that's going to mean as we begin to recruit new agents, where you can stand up there and say, hey, I take this piece of paper, about 10 of them a week, and I can generate $250,000 a year income. So that's pretty exciting, but really, here's the good news. In my book, you see all those old leads out there in the system? I mean, there's thousands of them. I can guarantee you, Marshall, that around 98% of those have never been offered retirement protection. I'm saying that those leads are wide open, untouched, just sitting there like a pot of gold waiting for you to scoop out your share. And I can say that because around about, I didn't add it all up exactly, but about 500,000 of my sales were old leads and were deals that other agents had already been in the house and either wrote insurance or didn't write insurance. That's unbelievable, because you can get those leads for basically nothing, 50 cents, a dollar, $4, whatever. So with all that said, now I'm taking that knowledge, and now that I've got that kind of behind me, you know, maybe I shouldn't have waited so long to build a team, but now I've started building a team, and thankfully I've got 8 new agents, of which 3 have just written their first policies this past month. Coincidentally, all 3 first policies were IULs. Gary Keats, one of my new agents, his first policy was an IUL for 15,000 AP. So that's kind of my vision for the business, and trying to tie those products together to grow an extraordinarily profitable team, and just taking, taking, the mortgage protection, of course, generating income and protecting families, but with the same exact lead, essentially doubling or more so my income and thereby being able to push that down into, you know, an agency as we construct that. So that's kind of my overall vision, is just utilizing the system and that lead sheet like nothing else.
Love that, Larry. Love it. I tell you, I know that your annuities are higher than a lot of people because we are in the D.C. area, but, you know, there's a lot of pockets, you know, all over the country that's not unheard of. I mean, there's a lot of old 401ks, people retiring all over the country. Now, what do you recommend, like, your new agents coming in, what do you recommend them to do first for annuities as far as training or anything like that? What are you doing for them?
Well, of course, you know, they've got to learn our basic term product and how to protect the mortgage, of course. But going beyond that, you can go right to the Symmetry website. It's amazing. You know, what I kind of had developed myself is actually the same thing, basically, that's on the Symmetry website. So you can go in there. If I was to say, you know, learn the product basically, because you're not going to write the annuity on the first appointment. So if you do find, let's say, a 401k to roll over or something, great, get the information, find out what they want to use the money for, and then get back with your agency manager and figure out how you're going to do it. You don't have to know everything up front. But here's what I do to find money in every house I go to, if there's anything to find. If you look on the website, there's something called a financial information form. Print it off. I do this for every single house, Marshall. That form is stapled to my lead sheet. So, you know, you're doing your in-house and you show them their lead that they filled out, et cetera, and I just flip it over and I say, hey, listen, Mr. Smith, I want to make sure I'm not going down the wrong road and showing you something inappropriate that you may or may not need. So is it okay if I ask you a couple of quick questions? And every single time, Marshall, every time, they say, yeah, sure, no problem. And I ask them what's on that financial information form, which basically, you know, what kind of insurance you got in place. And, you know, and I say, if you died, do you have any other assets that your wife would inherit? It's a very unassuming way to find the money, and I just use that sheet. It's actually very easy, and everybody tells me. Everybody.
And it's crazy. Gold,
and then you find the money, gold. You know, and then you gotta go through the 2 or 3 step appointment process, but you gotta find it first, or you're gonna leave the house empty handed.
And then you'll call
from
behind.
Point of view.
Awesome, man. Proud of what you're doing, buddy. Awesome stuff. Thank you for being on the call. Absolutely.
Yeah, no problem. It's fun, man.
And, Casey, we have another Larry, I believe, on the line here. Larry Griffin, he's in the last 45 days, he's just exploded. And I believe it's because of the Wednesday, Thursday dial team. You know, I believe he has a real shot of hitting 50,000 submit in November with his team. I hope he does so he can go shoot some pheasants with us, because I'm fired up about that. But, you know, just this month, he also has three brand new guys writing outwriting business. He has three newly licensed guys in the field this week that actually took leads and actually are calling, setting appointments. He's going on appointments with them. I'm going on appointments with them. So, you know, he's got basically going to have six writers at the end of this week. And then he has five in class right now that are scheduled to take their test, like, within the next week or so. So, you know, Larry's fired up. I'm fired up. Larry, if you could unmute yourself, you know, can you tell us what's been going on in your business, why you've exploded in the last 45 days?
Hey, Marshall, how you doing? Can you hear me okay?
Sure can, buddy. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, great. I thought I might have been muted there. Yeah, hey, thanks for having me on, Marshall, Casey, Brandon. I really appreciate that. I'll be glad to talk about that. My name is Larry Griffin. I was hired directly by Marshall Whalen and part of the Dick and Connie Sylvester team. And basically, I think it started, Marshall, you know, right after conference back in August. They had, you know, some really great, you know, breakout training sessions. And one of the ones that we were in was the one that was done by Ed Orell, and it kind of mapped out, you know, exactly how he did it. So we pretty much implemented, we tried to implement, you implemented, you know, who would like to be part of building, you know, be a builder, be part of that team. So you had basically suggested to try to, you know, mirror that and do a Wednesday, Thursday dial call. So it pretty much started there. So we started calling the career builder resumes, and, you know, we started, you know, bringing people in. And but, I mean, it was kind of a slow start, as you remember. I mean, we were trying to do, you know, invite people on, and we tried to do some three-way conference calls, and a lot of times it was just you and I, Marshall, and we were talking to each other, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it definitely was a slow kind of a start with that. But, you know, as we kind of progressed, it was nice because, you know, Career Builder, you know, you can pretty much, you know, design or you can designate people that you want to work with. And that's what was great because, you know, you can pinpoint, you know, you can filter the kind of the background of the type of people that you want to be in business with, you know. And what I've found, there's a lot of people out there right now, they're looking for something like this. They really are. They've been beat up. And this is a great, great opportunity. I mean, where the economy is right now, you really can't say the wrong thing to the right person. You just can't. So they're kind of gravitated for that, you know, and you're just looking for positive, ambitious people, and they're out there, you know.
Fantastic, Larry. Man, I'm really rooting. I really think you're going to make that 50,000, man. I want to go shoot some birds with you, that's for sure. We go hang out with Casey and Brandon. That'll be awesome. So proud
yeah,
of you.
Well, you planted that seed in my head, you know. Yeah, I mean, I know you have these big dreams, and like I said, you pretty much, I'm just kind of following the way, and you know, leading by, you know, you're just leading the path here. But I just want to, you know, say another thing is, you know, Marshall, you know, there's a lot of organizations out there, but and I don't think I would have come along this fast without you. I really don't. I say that, you know, honestly, because, you know, there's certain things that people do and say, but what you are, you're consistent, you know, you're positive, you're motivating, and just like prior to this call, everything that you said, you know, thoughts are things. It's the way you think, and you're a positive guy, and you bring that to the group. And that, and I pick up on that, and I'm a positive guy, so you and I get along well together. But with that being said, I think that's kind of where the movement is. You know, if you're thinking in the right direction, you know, you think big and you have goals, you'll attain them. And, you know, so I want to thank you for that.
Well, thank you for saying that, but that's, I mean, that's all of SFG. I mean, that's Dick Sylvester, that's, you know, Casey, Brandon, Brian Pope. I mean, that's where it's coming from. It's just big thoughts, big positive thoughts, because it's going to happen, man. This company's exploding with or without people, so you might as well get on the train. Let's go. So, but thanks a lot for being on, Larry. So,
oh yeah, hey.
Casey,
thank you.
Yeah, all right, buddy. Casey, that's basically what I got. Any questions or anything for you, these guys today?
Hi, you nailed it, man. It's exactly what we needed to hear. And I think everybody, hopefully, if they were really paying attention, kind of got the flavor of what you guys were saying, and just kind of not so much what you said, even like how you were saying it. It just should have given everybody a glimpse into how really big you know, vision plays a part in your team. And, you know, both Larry's made a comment just about kind of your leadership and how they've just kind of seen where your vision was, and they've kind of, they're a reflection of that. And it reminds me of that saying we always say, you know, speed of the leader, speed of the pack. And I want everyone, whether you're building a team or not, especially if you're you know, building a business within Symmetry Financial Group, to understand how important that is. And I hope everybody got that from what you guys were saying today. But also extremely excited about the annuity. The annuity guru, I guess you, and EIUL guru you have coming up with Larry Spoth, and I know there's some really cool things happening there. Dick and Connie were telling me about the kind of the systematic approach that Larry brings to the table with that, and some of the training that's happening there. So, Larry, just urge you to keep, you know, keep doing what you're doing there, and we could definitely use another good, really good annuity trainer to to have on our team, especially at conferences and conference calls and stuff like that. So looking forward to it, man. Keep it up.